There's the highlight, courtesy of Turner Broadcasting, when Steph Curry bounced the basketball higher than the basketball hoop, and Giannis grabbed it around the backboard and slammed it home. The highlight of All-Star Weekend, I think, for a lot of people, Team Giannis does lose to Team LeBron. We'll talk to Gary Wolfel here, wolfelspressbox.com. Gary, if you name a language, I've got the highlight of that play in that language. If you want to come up with the first language off the top of your head, is Chuck Size for some reason.
Wow, you do? Like, how many
good. Not blowing into the mic, actually.
Oh, what's that? Up? Yeah. Gary, give me a language.
Let's go Spanish. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Spanish? Okay, Spanish, the highlight.
Need que defender.
Don Stephen, el pase picado. ¡Vaya mate! Ahí está el mate. Lo mejor seguramente.
How about that?
Not bad. Not bad, yeah.
Are you a fan of the All-Star game, Gary?
Yeah, you know what? I have been over the years. I'm a big fan when they honor somebody. Like, I was at Magic Johnson's last All-Star game, and they had an unbelievable ceremony for him. And I saw Michael's last All-Star game. And Chuck, you would have liked this. Mariah Carey serenaded him.
Oh, yeah. I like Mariah. She'd be in my top five. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as she didn't speak.
Like that, you know, I mean, some All-Star games have been others. I think I've been to like 16 or 17 of them over the years. And
yeah, like Mariah's build. Just that, man, when she opens up her mouth, man. Ugh. Unless she's singing.
Yeah. No, I mean, All-Star games are, you know, relatively boring. I put them right down there with the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when's the last time you watched an entire Pro Bowl game?
Oh, I could be in Hawaii and I might not watch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and I'm really having an ambivalent feeling about, you know, the NBA All-Star game. I was in New Orleans 2 years ago, and it was like 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. It was just god awful.
You know, I hear that, but that said, I would love to see the All-Star game coming to Milwaukee. I think it would be real cool for the city, for people who like it and all that, and take it for what it's worth. Have you heard at all? What are the odds of that happening? Because we've heard rumblings of that maybe in the near future.
Yeah, there's one slot open. What is it,
2022?
22, I think. You know, what I'm hearing is it's Milwaukee, Golden State, and Sacramento. And, I mean, nothing against Milwaukee, because I certainly want it here, too. But if the NBA did it right, they'd give it to Sacramento. I mean, they have lobbied this for years. They got a brand-new arena. And if they don't give it to them, it's like, you know, another kick in the face. It's like, you know, we don't care about Sacramento. So,
well, here's where I disagree with you, Gary. I'm going to disagree with you. I look at it as a kick in the face to Milwaukee, because we haven't had one since 1977. We deserve an All-Star game here.
No question about it. You know, the other thing you got to take into, you know, consideration: Sacramento built its arena. New Orleans before the Bucks by serve, obviously. So, but you know, if they don't get one there, it's inevitable. In the next, what, 6-7 years, it's going to be coming to Milwaukee.
So, you'd hate the All-Star game, but you want it here. I don't get that.
I've told you that before. I think it would be great for the city. Hey, you know what? I don't like soccer, but I think it would be great for the city if they got a soccer team. I would be on board for people. Yeah. More sports in this community is a great thing. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean that I don't. I wouldn't want it for other people.
Gary, yeah. I'm going to play the highlight in Mandarin now.
想要越过 Joel Embiid 的差太多 Curry 地板就往上弹
Whoa! 这样也行啊 Wow!
Okay, now I do want to play one more for you. I'm going to play it in Greek.
Can you play it in Cantonese?
What, in what?
Cantonese?
You want me to play it in Swahili next?
Well, if you want to, that'd be awesome, yeah.
I've got it in Greek. Listen, the Greek guys are like, been there, done that. You'd think they'd get excited, but they're like, nah.
Τον Γιάννη, και ο Γιάννης είναι το φαβορί, όχι γιατί τον θέλουμε εμείς, αλλά γιατί η ομάδα του έχει το καλύτερο ρεκόρ και έχει εκπληκτικά νούμερα σαν αυτό το κάρφωμα.
So, Giannis and Curry, you know, they've got this chemistry, obviously. They keep picking each other in the All-Star game, and they're throwing alley-oops to each other. And I was saying that, hey, Giannis, if he gets one more alley-oop from Curry, Curry should be busted for tampering, because it seems like he's really trying to grease this guy up. And then I believe Marcus Thompson at The Athletic is writing an article. Hey, here's the path for Giannis to come to Golden State. And I feel like over the next 2 years, until he signs with the Bucks, should that happen, every writer from every market is going to write an article about getting Giannis to their team.
What about New Orleans?
Maybe not them.
Okay.
They might be the one team that can't figure it out.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like Kevin Durant. Remember how everybody made a big deal? Like, Kevin Durant's got down to five teams or four teams, and the Bucks were on it. And then he comes to the All-Star game, and he goes, everybody is on it.
You mean Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say Kevin Durant, that'd be breaking news. But, yeah, Anthony Davis, yeah, you know, I was told Bart earlier, he said all 29 teams, except for New Orleans, on his list.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play the field. I mean, I'll say, I said before and I'll say it now, he's going to be a Boston Celtic. And it's going to be very interesting.
You think if Davis goes to the Celtics via a trade that he would resign there, or that'd be a one-year kind of stopgap like everyone thinks Kawhi's up to?
Oh, I'm sure if the Celtics sign him, I mean, acquire him with a trade, he's going to stay there. Danny Ainge isn't going to have a rental. And they got a boatload of first-round picks in this coming draft. They got three or four really good young players that, you know, they can tell New Orleans to, you know, pick. And remember we were talking about this, by the way, a couple weeks ago? And we were talking about whether they would move Anthony Davis. And I said, I don't think they will because Del Demps, the GM, and there's a chance Del Demps will be the GM of the team next season.
Yeah, how about that? 2 weeks later, the guy gets dumped. Del gets dumped.
Yes. And that just tells you how messed up that organization is. So it'll be interesting to see who they hire as their GM.
Gary Wolfel joining us, wolfelspressbox.com here, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. I think with the Giannis thing, and I don't see, it's like we can't, I don't think he's going to leave. I've gotten to that point. I don't think he's going to leave, but anything can happen.
Okay, what do you base that on?
I base that on the fact,
gut feeling, or?
I think that what you see is these players that have grown up together, that play with Team USA, that all know each other, that are all friends. And they talk more. Giannis is like, he doesn't talk to you unless you're his teammate, which is why I think it is interesting to bring up the All-Star stuff, because that's really the biggest exposure what he's getting with other players. There is a tangible chemistry between him and Steph Curry. So I don't think that move is going to happen, but I couldn't tell you. I'm sure the Warriors are, at least when they plan out their like future, are having that as an option or something that they'd like to at least try. You know, I don't know if the Bucks have a room where they think, oh, here's a scenario where we get Kyrie, or here's a scenario where we get KD, but I think the Warriors do try to plan that out as far as possible. I think the fact that Giannis, even when he's not asked about it, he'll come out and say, he'll like just tweet, I love Milwaukee. And I hate that he does that every time, because if he leaves, there's just like more stuff that we can look back and be mad at him about. But I ultimately think that his different background and his love for the city and the home he's made here with his brothers and everybody, I think that he would stay in Milwaukee at this point. And I think that the Bucks, and what I'll ask you is this, I don't think there's anything that they, outside of winning, you know, in the playoffs, I don't think there's anything they could have done differently up to this point. Maybe fire kids sooner, but now they've got it all worked out. I don't think there's anything else the Bucks could have done to this point to make this place an attractive place for him to eventually sign his next contract.
I can agree. Excuse me. I can agree with you more, Bart. I mean, and I wrote about this several weeks ago. Dante DiVincenzo, when the draft was being held, was one of three or four guys the Bucks were looking at. Right? They took DiVincenzo in part because they liked him. Right? Another part was because he was represented by Octagon. And guess who represents Octagon?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't tell me that was mere coincidence, okay? So.
Yeah, but the Diva Genzel, I mean, is he going to be part of this team long term? I mean, he's not this year. He's back and forth to Oshkosh. Sometimes he's not even going up to Oshkosh.
Well, they got to. I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, he's got the Octagon connection, and the Bucks are going to, you know, be very careful not to upset that cart, because if it did, it could have a trickle-down effect. I mean, these agencies want to be taken care of it, and this is just one way to take care of Giannis.
So should we look at, like, other free agents that might be under Octagon that could come here?
Absolutely. Remember a couple of years ago when it was all Jeff Schwartz's guys?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Bucks had like 6-7 Jeff Schwartz clients, and including Jason Kidd, and now you see them, you know, fading from the scene. So we'll see.
So is Octagon, I don't know if you watched that Finding Giannis special, his agent, Alex Siratis, maybe?
Alex Siratis.
Siratis?
Yes.
You run into him ever?
He and I actually used to be on very, very good terms when Giannis was coming out. He had Schroeder as well, and I flat out told him, I said, if I was picking in the top five, I'd take both of your clients. I like Dennis Schroeder immensely when he was coming out. And, I mean, he's kind of a very arrogant, confident agent. So.
All right, I'm going to play this clip. This is from the Finding Giannis special, and you know, it was 20 minutes about how Giannis came from Greece and now he's here. We, you know, it's always good to find out more about that story, and we learned some stuff about how his family almost didn't get over here and stuff. But there was a part of a commercial shoot that they showed Alex Siratis.
Siratis, yeah.
Okay. They showed him talking about the expectations of the photo shoot, and I got a bad vibe from him, and here's that audio.
We've got a TV commercial shoot. Finished a deal 3 days ago, signed the contracts. We've got an 8-hour production shoot. So we got about 100 cast and crew here and drove up from Chicago to make sure everything is going okay.
You know the spot, right? He's at a...
So in this instance, they had a creative concept that he's going to be throwing the ball off the backboard and doing a reverse dunk.
It's just a matter of like your comfort level with what you want to do.
We play around with it and see how he feels, yeah.
Okay.
I said, guys, you know, this is the MVP candidate. There will be no dunking whatsoever. No dunking at all. And the conversations were, well, we're paying him to dunk. I said, no, you're paying him to be a brand ambassador. You're not paying him to dunk. At the end of the day, I made sure to set the expectations extremely low so that when he does do a couple dunks, they love it and everything ends up being great.
I mean, what am I watching here?
Does this happen all the time where agents do this sort of thing?
I don't know.
Gary would know.
Yeah, Gary.
Well, some of them are, you know, taking a stronger personality than others. I mean, Alex is a young agent, and when you're young in this business, you stub your toes every once in a while. And, you know, I'm not saying he's not going to be a great agent. I mean, he's got Giannis. I mean, what more does he need? But and he's also with Octagon, one of the most powerful, you know, sports agencies in the NBA. So we'll see. I mean, Alex likes the bright lights, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Well, with talking about Giannis and the conversation that we've been having, if I would do a why he's going to stay, why he's not going to stay, I would put his agent into why he might not stay column.
And so would I.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, he comes across a little arrogant in that where he doesn't want Giannis to dunk a basketball. Why would that be? He's afraid Giannis is going to get hurt dunking a ball.
No,
once?
It's because you just want to have some sort of power. You know, when you get in these situations and it's your client, you can like just kind of make up ways to have power. And if you watch the commercial, I'm pretty sure it was the...
That's a little petty, though, if he doesn't want him to dunk because he wants
well,
to show
he
he's
wanted
got some power.
Him. Well, that's what I'm saying. And if you watch the commercial, I think it's the T-Mobile spot where the guy is playing horse with Giannis, and Giannis dunks because the guy is a little guy with a body type like
me.
He ain't dunking. Mm-hmm. So the joke is Giannis, is, you know, you get an H. And if he didn't dunk in that commercial, I mean, what else? Well, he takes it. I mean, it wouldn't have worked if he wouldn't have dunked. And then for the agent to, like, not only do that, but then to have that featured in the show with, like, to be proud of it. And I know everyone's accusing me of reading too much into stuff this week, but I watched that clip, and that's what I took away from that special was, okay, Giannis is surrounding himself with family, but this guy has kind of inserted himself into Giannis's family, and I don't get a good vibe from him. That's what I'm saying.
And to be fair to Alex, most of the agents of big-time players do. I mean, they are very controlling, and they tell their players, hey, you play basketball, we'll take care of the other stuff, and you got to trust them. And, you know, so far, Giannis has trusted them. I mean, the only misstep I saw with Sarazza so far was when Giannis signed that contract extension, you know? He didn't take the max, and everybody around the league was laughing at him for it. And he bought into the Bucks' plea to take a smaller amount so they could bring in other players. And I think at that time, the logic was, hey, we can give this money to Jabari. Well, you know, that didn't work out. And now Giannis is wondering, like, hey, why didn't I take the max? You know, so
why did he keep him as his agent then if the agent failed him on one of his first big contracts?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of players would have dumped him.
Yeah.
You know? You're absolutely right. But there is obviously a trust between the two, a great rapport. And but I really believe, like Bart just said, that Sratsis is going to have a major role in whether Giannis stays in Milwaukee or not.
But then also the best way to recoup that money is to stay in Milwaukee, at least from a salary standpoint, because they'll be able to offer him the Supermax.
Yeah,
and, offer him more money.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we could talk forever about this, you know, contract situation, but what Milwaukee doesn't have is the endorsements. I mean, nobody can hide from that fact.
He does a hell of a banking commercial. I want to know how long, if it took eight years.
I do love that.
I do. I could watch that. I could watch that forever, man. I love the commercial. Every time it comes on, if I'm going up to get something to eat and I'm living room watching the Bucks game and that commercial comes on, I watch it every time.
And the lady who plays the role is outstanding. I mean, you know.
She's your typical bank teller. Every bank teller has that lady.
Including mine, yes.
Every bank has got that lady who's in that bank commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Whose body's more rocking, the teller from the Giannis bank commercial or Mariah Carey? 414-799-1250.
It just depends on what type of woman you like.
Just to tie it all together.
I prefer the Mariah Carey type.
Gary, appreciate some insight. We will be in touch. We'll talk soon.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Some of the other Octagon clients, Ryan Anderson, all the Antetokounmpos. Bart, geez, what's his name? DiVincenzo. Neither of you guys can say DiVincenzo right.
DiVincenzo.
There you go.
I've said DiVincenzo. Yeah. Loved him when he was at Villanova.
I think one of you said DiGiorno in that interview. Luol Deng.
So we're probably thinking of the banking commercial.
Solomon Hill. Wesley Matthews is an Octagon guy. Trey Young. Oh, and look at this name right here. Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. There we go.
Interesting.
There we go. Love to have Steph in Milwaukee.
Now we're talking. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Don't forget it, Perkins. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza continues for a limited time. I believe this is the final weekend. So if you want the three eggs, the four pieces of meat, the hash browns, and the pancakes, the four pancakes, go to Bart's Breakfast Bonanza when you get to Perkins. Order that. You can do this at any Perkins in southeastern Wisconsin, any Perkins throughout the Milwaukee area. Three eggs, the meat, bacon, or sausage, either one, four of them, four links, four strips, four patties, whatever you like, the hash browns, and then four pancakes. You get that all for $6.99 when you head to Perkins. Kids eat free after 4 o'clock on Tuesdays and Saturdays, so that would count today. Get a breakfast, maybe for dinner, or anything else on their expansive menu. A lot of new burgers they've rolled out that are definitely worth a try. You can do that after 4 and get a free kids meal when you bring your offspring. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins on The Fan.
You spent a lot lot of time last year, having to shuffle in a lot of different.